were in Vrindavan, and at the bank of Radha Kund and Sham Kund, where both are meeting. In the middle they were sitting. The councils of all the gopis were there, and they were reciting all this kirtan, Namami Nandanam. Srimati Radhika became so pleased, highly pleased. And she took all, embraced all gopis, such gopis. Krishna told that, I am not so pleased. Gopis told him, how you can be pleased? If you can do a kirtan like same to my beloved Srimati Radhika, then I will do it. Otherwise I cannot. By this, you should glorify my beloved Srimati Radhika. Oh yes. Then to begin to do another kirtan for Srimati Radhika. Munindra Vrinda Pandite This kirtan, Krishna began to weep. Tears that fall in his eyes. And he told, what do you want? I want to give benediction. They told, we want to serve this both divine couple. Krishna told, anything? Oh, I'm telling, I'm giving himself, myself, that anyone who will sing this kirtan, he will be liberated from the endless ocean of this birth and death, and at once after that, he will join Vrindavan in Ras Leela and visa, passport, everything. He will have. At once he will come where Lakshmi could not come, anyone, Yajnapatni could not come, but anyone singing this kirtan. Especially in the last night, that is in when night is going to be over, that is Brahma Muhurta. About four, more than four, three and a half at that time. Alone or some equal modes, they can be there. And chanting and singing, so melodious this thing. Praying, knowing the meanings of all the slokas. If anyone chant this, surely they will enter. And if anyone on day of Ekadasi, Trayodasi, Saptami, being in Radhakund, in the water of Radhakund, like this, here, and especially here, water up to this, chanting. Oh, Krishna will himself come, and they will, he will take her hand or his hand. Oh, give up this body and come in my Parikas body, and he will take to Ras, and he will give everything what that devotee wants. So he is very, very, very dear to Srimati Krishna. And that song, Namami Nandanandanam, if anyone singing this, then Radhika will be so pleased. And she will tell you, what do you want, benediction? He can give everything to her. So these kirtans are so good. more than Brahma Sanghitas, Chintamani Prakarasatmasu Kalparviksha, Lakshavratesu Surabhi Ravipalayantam, Lakshmi Sahasrasatasam Brahmasabhyamanam, Govindamadi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. Venu kvadantamarabinda dalayayataksham varahavatam saparitambodasundrayangam lakshmi sahastra satasam brahmasebhyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Why? Brahma is doing. But he is praying. And he has told so many things. It is very important for our bona fide disciplic order. All the tattvas are here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially brought this book from South India. But Radha Kripa Katach, more. Very rare can know this. But you can chant, you can sing. Very helpful. More than that. So now we are going in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Agyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana-shalakaya chatrurunmilitanjina tasmai shivurai vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa-sindhubhyayivacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo mahabhadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwamani Sevi Pranamami Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 explain very briefly up to Nanda Kim Akaro Brahman Shreya Eva Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga Papau Jashyastam. We have done up to this, but briefly here, Rai Ramanand is explaining and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is questioning. He told that Rai Kahe Vatsalya Prem Sarva Sadhya Sar. Vatsalya Prem is Sadhya Sar, essence of all kinds of sadhya. Not Yashoda and Nanda are Sadhya-sar, or Krishna is not Sadhya-sar, being a son. But the love, affection of Nanda and Yashoda is sar. Sar means essence of all the sadhya. So He is glorifying. You know that Krishna how much loves mothers. When the cowherds, cow boys and the cows were taken away by Brahma for 1 year to see what Krishna is going on, how and what he is doing. He wanted to see some more pastimes of Krishna. At that time, when Brahma took all the cowherd boys and cows, Krishna himself became all the cowherd boys and all the cows himself. Even their sticks, their kambali, blankets, black blankets. There he took the same voice as they were, they had same sound, same mood, same characters, watching, going, everything Krishna became. All the alankar, ornaments, Krishna was there, everything Krishna. And he was playing as he was playing before. Why Krishna became all the cows and cows and all the cows and all the boys? Before this happened, Krishna was thinking. All the cows, once that I should be their calves, so that Krishna can take my milk, each cow's wanted. And that is why they were not giving a single drop of milk to their calves. When Krishna used to come and to do like this, like boy to her mother, then they used to give milk for their sons, cows, or anyhow. Otherwise, no. They wanted to love more and more than their cows. So, they wanted, and Krishna is Banchakalpataru. Banchakalpataru, you know?
Desire fulfilling tree.
Yes, Krishna. Even their devotees are like this, then how much more he will be? So he thought that I should fulfill their this thing, that I should be God. How I can be? And all the matured ladies, who are mothers, they were thinking that if Krishna would have been my son, we were so much pleased, glad to have Krishna like my son. Everyone wanted. Oh, Krishna wanted to fulfill also their desires. All the gopis who were not married, seeing Krishna, they have purvaraga. Purvaraga, you know, before marriage, if anyone have affection, then that is called purvaraga. They were thinking that, I want to marry Krishna. I want that Krishna should be my beloved. All the girls, very little girls, younger girls, Kishori girls, they wanted that Krishna should be your beloved and my husband. Krishna thought of what to do, how to fulfill that. So he especially dragged Brahma there. Brahma did not come to automatically for his own anything. Krishna Jogamaya dragged him. Oh, she, Agasur, after his death, his soul was waiting for Krishna. And when Krishna came out of his mouth, at once this light, the soul of Agasur, went in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahmosha, oh, this is very, very wonderful this is. So he wanted to stole all the cows and cowherd boys to see more some pastimes, beautiful. And this is what due to Jogamaya. And Jogamaya is the Ichha Shakti of Krishna. Ichha Shakti means?
Desire.
So he dragged Brahma from there. Brahma lo, come on here. Then Brahma. And he was thinking that I am doing. But actually he was not doing. By the wish of Krishna, he was bound to do like this. So he took off, stole all the cow herd boys and calves. Then Krishna became realization of all the cows and really became the son of all the gopis who wanted in whole Braja. And in the same time, Gargacharya, astrologist, best astrologist in whole world. Even in Golok Vrindavan also, and this world, and whole worlds. He will be. He announced that in this 1 year within, all gopis should give marry to their all daughters anywhere they like. This is very auspicious year. They will not be widow. They will always be happy. So you should try to marry. Or don't sleep at all. Those who are taking this help of wall, they will surely sleep. So my request is that they should give up the
wall,
help of wall. And so they stray. Not like this. What? Moin?
Yarn.
And take help. Otherwise you will shorten it. Maya has come and watching. He wants to come within our council. And if you give chance, then say, Maya will come at once and swallow you. So don't do. Be very careful. I am watching from here, everyone. Don't see that I am not looking anywhere. My eyes are everywhere. Oh. And I will tell them that, oh, you are sleeping, stand up. And then you will sigh. So keep in mind. And a very great astrologer is sitting with me, and he will tell me that who is sleeping. Very beautiful story. The story of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not a story, but it is upakhyan. Krishna pastimes. If you will hear attentively, Maya will not come within 1,000 miles
radius.
This. So, I was telling about Krishna. That Gargacharya announced that this is very pious year. You should marry your all daughters, sisters, everyone in this year. You can also marry the, if in home any girl is there, you should give vardhan to them. Vardhan, words. That if I will have a girl, then I will marry to the womb of anywhere is child. They have so much trust in the words of Gargacharya. They all did so. Who was there? All the boys were cowherds' wives? Krishna. So all were automatically married to Krishna. So if they came to Ras, Krishna has done so many jokings to them, no harm. He has done with his wives, no harm. So all are Krishna. We are also Krishna, but we are missing now. So to fulfill all the desires of all those who wanted to Krishna, Krishna did it so. After 1 hour, or 1 year, it was going to be ended, only 1 or 2 days were remaining. Baldev Prabhu saw that there were so many cows grazing in Govardhan Hill, on the top of it. And the fathers of all the cowherd boys were there. They were looking after all the cows. And Krishna, with his fellow cowherd boys, he was in Madhuban, down valley, and Govardhan was up hill. Krishna took his float and all friends took their floats. And their Singha, you know? That Baldev Prabhu is very fond of Singha. That too. And they began to play on their Bansi, Venu and Singha. This sound went to Govardhan and all cows were seen. They saw their old calves which were more than 1 year are within 2 years. And after this, next child they had given and they were with them in Govardhan Hill, but giving them, they ran towards their old sons. Galloping, the goats were trying so much with their sticks, so long and so, waiting them that don't go. They were giving
to stop them,
but they were not listening. Very big galloping they were doing. And their tails like
of this.
They began to stop, but they were not in their orders. They were following the goats. But when they could not do anything, then began so angry. And they were angry to their boys, their sons. Why they make so strong that all are running towards them and we are not doing anything? The new cops are there. What to do? So they can swim. they will go to them and go give some big, big slaps and give lesson to them. So, so anger. At last, cows went to their calves and began to
lick them,
as if they will take them in their home, in their pate means. And tears were coming, and automatically milk was coming from them. And the cows were taking milk so happily, like doing this. At once after that, the goats came and they were angry. But when they saw Krishna and Baladev Prabhu, all anger went away. They began to take Krishna, Baladev and their sons in their arms, and tear also began to come. Baladev was there at that. He noticed it. Why? The old cows are coming to old calves. Leaving their new calves there. They should love more affectionately to the new calves. But no care for them. They are coming. Why? One thing I note, that all the gopis who are childs, they have no affection, so much affection, like their old sons. They are, at first they used to love Krishna more than their sons. But now we see equal love to Krishna and their sons. Why? Understand?
Yes.
Equal love. At first it was more love for Krishna, but now equal love for Krishna and their sons. Why? Why? Oh, there's some mystery there. Goddess cannot do like this. This is not the Maya of demigods. It is not the illusory Maya, Mahamaya, cannot come to Krishna and their friends. Then anything more cannot come here. He saw deeply and saw that, oh, all the cows, all the boys, all the sticks, all the ornaments, everything is Krishna. And he began to smile, seeing his brother Krishna. Krishna, you are so hungry that alone your mother said milk, you were not satisfied by that. You became so many cowherds to each mother of all bridge gopis, and taking milk, and at that time also you are not satisfied by all taking all the milks of all the gopis. You have become cows. Krishna began to smile. So he is telling Baladev Prabhu, you want more milk? So you have become like so. Brahma, if Brahma come and is doing so many sacrifices, lakhs and crores of sacrifices, and getting whole essence of all the yajna, Krishna will not be happy by this. Reciting Ved mantra, he will not be satisfied. But by the milk of all the mothers, all the cows are mother. All the gopis are mother, not all the gopis, but those who are aged to them. For Kishori, Krishna is beloved to them, children also like gopis. New marriage gopis are also beloved to Krishna. Especially those who are newly married, like Lalita, Vishakha, Srimati, Radhika. And they are newly married to whom? In this guise, but with Krishna. All. So, he is telling that Vatsal Rasi is so high, that we cannot explain it. So he is telling, Nanda kima karota brahman seva yo mahodayam yasodava mahabhaga papau jasyastanam. Krishna became so glad to be a son of Nanda Baba. So Nanda Baba, what austerities he has done, what Yasoda has done, that Krishna, cows has 1 year only, and go Yasoda forever. He was mother of Krishna, and she is, and she will be forever his mother. Not that he came to this world and she became mother of Krishna. No. Before he was in Golok Vrindavan, always she is the mother of Krishna. Without mother, Krishna cannot live. Without father, Nanda Baba. This mystery only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, that they are eternal father and mother of Krishna. Nirvishesh Brahma, that world knows that he is the root of all causes. He is only the part and parcels of the light which comes from the nail, last finger's nail. Only they are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only is told. Or the disciplic gurus are telling like so. So we are all so much fortunate. So much fortune to come in this line. So we should try to be more qualified. We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are like this. We should always try it. Don't try to minimize your minds in false words. In sectarian view, you should not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not sectarian. He had nothing to do with hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
They are knowing that his English is lame, so no harm. So, we should try to be like this. We are in a family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know. Anyone who is taking Gaurchandra name, Sachinandan Gaur's name, Nityananda Prabhu name, he should be honored. Whether he has some disquality, we should overlook all this. Two persons are never like the same mood. I think the disciples who are had ever to be the disciples of Swamiji. Anyone cannot say that this GVC is totally as this. Then the difference of shape, difference of
words,
difference of
speech,
tune, speech, mood, everything. Anything not the same, that must be. But we are the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in family. Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not equally same in all respect. Rupa and Sanatana are in the same line, but they are not in some totally. Lakhs and lakhs of leaves of any tree even one mango tree, but lips, not all like same. So there must be some words difference between me and Swamiji. But we are in a tree. We have no difference at all, because we are in one tree. You will realize by my words that I am so poor in English. I cannot speak English like him. He was so learned. I am like a foolish, not knowing tattva like him, no harikatha like him, but in the same line. I am going to, in the same line, to understand them. So I think that no difference. Same line. If you think that I am different, you can tell me. I can at once change my view. And I will try to have that thing. So, if I am doing so, I am minimizing Swamiji. I am telling against ISKCON by any my words. I honor them all, because they have prayed so much. They have done so much labor for doing so, carrying the order of Swamiji. So I honor from my heart them. But I want that this should be more liberal and more nearer to Krishna consciousness. Only that I. If I am doing so, you can tell at once, without any hesitation, that you are doing this wrong. I will correct myself. So here he is telling the Vatsal Rasa is so high, so high. So what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has done like so, that they have become very dearest father and mother of Krishna. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Again he is telling, one slok more. Nanda Neman Biranchi Na Bhavo Na Sepa Angasansaya Prasadam Levire Gopi Jatat Prapan Bhimaktida. Krishna can give Bhimukti. There is a Mukti and other is Bhimukti. What is Mukti? Crossing first detachment of worldly things is mukti. Again, Shankaracharya has told this, that we will have never to come in this world in the womb of our mother. Never, forever. And this is called also mukti. But what I told you, both are incomplete. Then what is in Srimad Bhagavati has been taught? Mukti hato anyatha rupam sarupena vasthititi mukti in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitu, a liberation from anyatha rupam. Anyatha means secondary, this body is myself. To give up all the attractions and everything for body and for bodily things, and to attach with Krishna and to serve Krishna, it is mukti. So this is superior than that. But one thing more superior, Bhumukti Dat, Das and Sukadeva Goswami has told. Bhimukti means Vishesha Rupena Mukti. Vishesha Rupena Mukti. You should sit there and off. More there. You have no seat. You come very late. So what he is telling?
Special mukti.
A special mukti. What is that a special mukti? To serve Krishna as a friend more, but to serve Krishna as a father and mother like Nanda and Yashoda, and the more, to serve Krishna like gopis, more, gone. To serve like Astasakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, so gone. To serve like Chandravali, yes, go on more, if anything, or like Srimati Radhika. This is the last thing. The affection of Srimati Radhika is last. After that, nothing is anything. So Vimukti means Vishesh Rupena, a special kind of service of Krishna. Krishna can give the gopi prema also. But one thing is left for Srimati Radhika and gopis. What thing? For Radhika, that she will give her mood like Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. And this is a special thing. If you want this, then Krishna will tell, oh, come on, and go to my beloved. She will give. He had kept reserved all these things. This is not in my khajana.
Treasure.
It is. I have kept it reserved for Srimati Radhika to give this. So he can also give. So here actually, Vimuktidat. Krishna can give all these things. Na imang virancho. What he has given benediction to his father and mother like Nanda and Yashoda, he has become the son of them. He has never did mercy like this to Viranchi, his son Brahma, Brahma's son. He came from the
Neva.
From here. Na bhavo, na Shankar. Shankar has not reached this mercy. Even Sri Api Anga Samsaya, always massaging the lotus feet of Narayan, Lakshmi, even she has not a benediction like this. So, I have given to Yashoda this. Yashoda is serving like father and mother and Nanda Baba. So it is the highest. But something is there. So he became, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased. Oh yes, yoh uttam aage koha aar. If there is anything, you can tell. Raramananda became wonderful. So he began to wonder, oh, who is he? He is not an ordinary person, not an ordinary devotee, not like Narayan or Ram or Dwarkadish even. It seems that he is himself that person, black person, and he has come to cheat me. But he cannot cheat me. Why? Because I am Vishakha. I can cheat him. So I must cheat him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that if anything more you can do. Then Raya kahe kant bhav prem satyasa. Kant prem. What is kant prem? I will explain in Gaur Praman. Anyone can tell that our Swamiji has not told all these things you are telling, all these different things? He has never told. I will tell that if you sit anything and we will go away, then some branches will come.
Oh.
Why these branches are coming? Why these fruits are coming? He had not what?
Planted.
Given?
Planted.
Planted this? These are new things. And if there will be tree, it is surely that all things will come. These are not new. It was hidden in that. No? We are going to tell you that Swamiji, everything he has written in his books, I am not telling anything new. I want to answer some questions. You should help me to answer this. So you should know that I am not going to tell anything different from him. And we will try to give examples from his own purpose and writings. Everything. He has at that time no time to tell all these things. But branches will grow, new leaves will come, and it will go very, it will give more shadow, and so many beautiful flowers and fruits also. That is surely. We feel pour water, and that pour water is to hearing Hari Katha. Gaur Brahma.
Radhe Jaya Jaya.